Blog Talk Radio.
Shows no more. Ratings kind of went down. I had it under the Bible, then I put it under entertainment. I didn't really know where to leave it. Now I have it under blog style talk show. Being happy wherever we may be. This is what I'm confused about, and I hope I can keep this blog talk on order. We were initially taught, you know, we have varying degrees of emotions, but now they have to stay within a parameter. If you go to a doctor for emotional or cognitive whatever issues or concerns, then you know what I mean. Like, they want you kind of at this baseline. But what does that baseline look like? Does that entail where virtually nothing bothers you? To what parameter are you allowed to be happy or sad or even upset or angry? It seems like you can't even do that now. Doesn't that concern anybody other than me that there's this flatline base of what everyone's looking for as long as you're smiling and you're happy? Or you've taught yourself to act that way, then everything is cool. Like, is it really that? Is it really customer service all the time? Like, if you go somewhere where someone does customer service and they're always pretty, you know, upbeat, I mean, when they go home, is it the same thing? My baseline lately, or with the what I had created or whatever, I was trying to distance myself from my family, and then I would just burst out into anger at them. And I don't really know how to put any words on that. I just know that I saw a lot of stuff go down that just seemed hypocritical, cold, and inconsiderate. And a lot of it had to do with business deals. And, I mean, it wasn't just family dealings that I saw stuff. But I guess no one else saw it. There was five of us in the family, and my brother and sister, mom and dad are fine, and I'm not, from how I was raised. So they guess, you know, I'm the only one with the problem. So therefore, I shouldn't be part of the problem anymore. So I've considered it my ex-family, and it went out and down in the courts, and I almost got a charge for it. So, but then how do I balance letting my son have a relationship with him if he chooses? He doesn't seem to migrate there much now that we're all back together. I thought he wanted to leave, so I had everything set up for him, and it was just a big mess and confusion with a 16-year-old and I guess a poorly trained mother with a teenage boy. So I didn't know what was going on. He was rising up at me a tad, and I didn't like that. And I think the break was good, but I don't think I should have had all of this stuff lined up. You know, that was abusive at best, right? I don't know. What would the picture look like if I hadn't done it? My mom enabled him. Some other people were making it difficult. So I don't know what the picture would look like now. I think better in some ways and maybe worse than some others. Well, being happy wherever we may be, I don't know if I sound very happy. I mean, I'm not happy, but I'm not, like, ecstatic, you know. And pleasant. Pretty content. Little cabin fever going on for some mountains or something. Just get out of here for a minute, a few nights or something. That's about it. That's a big chore with two dogs. So, but I guess Colorado is dog friendly. I don't know if it's the same for travel. So I think we found that it was, and we didn't even know that it was. So when we were in Vail, we just had to let them know that we had them, but the hotel was already so expensive, I think we hid them out or something. It was pretty bizarre. I think if we hadn't hid them out, we wouldn't have been able to afford the last night. I don't remember how many nights. We only stayed like two nights in Vail. We just put him in a blanket and bring him in the house or bring him in the hotel and then take him back out to go take a walk or bathroom. And then when they told us it was okay, then we just walked them around the last day of the hotel. Oh my God, now I'm talking about a dog in a hotel. I don't know. I don't think very many people are that happy where I'm from. The few states that are almost like an economic war zone or police state war zone or medical marijuana war zone. God forbid if it gets found out that you have your card, because it seems the feds are part of the government are really quick to want to yank it. So not much liberty there. Full legalization seems to create a whole gamut of problems like Colorado is experiencing, or it may just be that type of people, but they're not real thrilled with the excessive move-ins and transient-style travelers. I don't know how many transient-style travelers are having come through. Usually they're heading for more broader whatever. I mean, when you get in Colorado, you can get lost in the mountains. You have the one major city. Colorado Springs is okay, I guess. I don't know much about it now. There's Pueblo and Grand Junction, but those are all, like, mountains apart. It's a huge state with probably some very uninhabitable areas, but yet it's pretty, you know, it's kind of pretty, but sparse in most spots, I think. I don't know if the transient traffic is staying for the summer and causing havoc or what, you know, I don't know. Maybe in a couple of years it'll die down there and people will be where they want to be, and I think I'd be happier near some mountains for sure. Flatland living for how many years now have I been back? And it was just short breaks I took. Six years, and the last time I left, I said the only reason I was coming home was to move back out west, but it never happened. My son needed to know part of his family, and so I let that go on. And it's 16 minutes, and I'm sick of hearing myself being happy wherever we may be. Is this possible? Is it really, truly happiness? Like, what do we define as happiness? Do we define it as success, or do we just define it as a general state of being content and pleasant? Because I don't know about happy, the word happy. I don't know. I think it's misused. I think you should be happy in customer service, right? And every great while you have a bunch of fun outside of customer service. Like every great while you have like where you're out laughing, like when we went sledding. And I was laughing a lot and we were jumping like a hill that somebody had made. But now my body's kind of feeling it because I'm like 40, but it doesn't feel it too bad. Like I'm a lot better today. It was Saturday, I think I did that, Sunday. No, Saturday. So it's taken me a couple days to come back around, but kind of woke me up. It felt good. Banged my body around a little bit. Kind of jumped me out a little bit of sadness I was experiencing. But right now I'm going to play Locked Up because it is my favorite song of all times. And this is about how we relate and how we relate to social pressures and having more is better, and then like the last part of the song is about our international relations and our relations just with people in general now, how we've become just so not connected. It doesn't look like we're getting any more connected, so.
Locked up in a hole of nothingness. Knocked up in a hole of nothingness. Knocked up in a hole of nothingness. Set us free from my loneliness. locked up in a hole of nothingness. Set us free from our loneliness. Locked up in a hole of nothingness.
Well, I don't really have much more to say today. Just being happy wherever we may be, meaning there's a good chance if we move or do whatever it is we're planning to do, there's just as much upheaval there. So it's just about if we want to move because we know that place would offer us more of what we appreciate in life, go for it. If the move is to think that your current whatever is going to be totally eliminated when you move, that's not a good reason to move. Like, I know I want to end up near some mountains. It's not a terribly unrealistic goal. Where, what mountains? I don't know. That gets confusing. So, to end the show, I'm going to play Jesus, Can You Find My Heart? And my ratings probably went down once I started playing this music again. So I guess unless I can figure out how to fill up a whole half hour of Yabberjaw. Something I just haven't been interested in doing with the new stabilization. We're going to end it with Jesus, Can You Find My Heart? Everyone have a great day. Be happy wherever you may be.
Jesus, can Thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, for your saving grace, for loving us. Hallelujah, for being here with us today.
Everyone have an amazing day in the Midwest. Hallelujah for a saving grace. Amen.